Today is Monday, April 20th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. A man is arrested after a reported disturbance and gunshots. On Friday evening, Richland County Dispatch received a report of a domestic disturbance between two brothers at a residence on State Highway 60 near Birds Creek. The caller reported hearing yelling between what sounds like two males, followed by two gunshots. Richland County deputies responded to the scene and made contact with one of the occupants. The male, identified as Bradley Carlson, age 46 of Blue River, exited the home and began yelling at deputies, telling them to leave the property. Deputies attempted to get Bradley to comply with commands and came towards them, but he refused to. And Bradley informed deputies that he and his brother were inside the home, but would not provide further details about what had occurred. He then went back inside and called 911, stating that he was not coming out and that if deputies wanted him, they would have to force entry. The condition of his brother could not be determined at that time. The Grant County Sheriff's Office and the Muscogee Police Department responded to assist. Fire departments were requested to shut down State Highway 60 and EMS was placed on standby. The Richland County SRT and drone team also responded to the scene. With assistance from 911 dispatchers from both counties and a Richland County Sheriff's Office negotiator, Bradley eventually exited the home and was taken into custody by the Richland County SRT. It was later determined that no one had been shot during the disturbance. However, a large number of firearms were located inside the residence. The City of Richland Center's April large item pickup has concluded. Items not collected were likely due to exceeding weight or item limits, inclusion of non-eligible materials, or not being placed at the curb by 6 a.m. on Monday, April 13th. Residents who believe they met all requirements and were still missed should contact Republic Services directly at 608-375-5856. Collection routes are documented and can be reviewed as needed. Missed this pickup or didn't meet the requirements? Not to worry. Large item pickup returns in May. The City of Richland Center thanks residents for their cooperation in helping keep Richland Center clean and safe. A federal judge has sentenced a former Wisconsin man to 20 months in prison for making campaign contributions after renouncing his U.S. citizenship. According to prosecutors, Roger Hoffman of Madison renounced his U.S. citizenship in 2009 after becoming a citizen of the Caribbean nation, Saints Kitts and Nevis. He continued making political contributions using a straw donor to get around laws prohibiting foreign nationals from donating in connection with a U.S. election. According to a November 2021 indictment, he unlawfully funneled more than $400,000 into state and federal elections over more than a decade. Court documents do not list specific recipients. Hoffman's attorney didn't return a message. He pleaded guilty in September to a single count of making illegal donations in a deal with prosecutors, agreeing that they would be able to prove he made about $345,000 in illegal federal campaign contributions between 2010 and 2020, according to court records. Approximately 1,000 animal rights activists showed up at Richland Farms on Saturday for what they described as an active rescue of beagles kept there, but which Richland Farms described in press releases as an assault that included a truck ramming the main gate at high speed and driving through the facility. Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett issued the update at mid-morning and said it was not a peaceful protest. The Coalition to Save the Richland Dogs called the action, which took place a day earlier than originally publicized, peaceful, and said they were met with tear gas from law enforcement as they attempted to rescue as many as 2,000 dogs. A number of arrests were made. Follow-up protests took place yesterday outside the facility in Blue Mounds and the Capitol in Madison. As a part of a settlement with the state, Richland Farms is has agreed to surrender its license to sell dogs for outside research by July. It can continue breeding for its own internal research. A Juneau County man sold his second home only to see it destroyed by a tornado 2 days later. Robin Colbert reports.
67-year-old Raymond Hoa tells the State Journal he sold the home near Elroy on Sunday for $1.7 million. It's not just any home, but a 3,800-square-foot residence on 188 acres of land. Hoa actually lives in Elkhorn and used the Elroy area property as a getaway. He wasn't there on Tuesday when it was wiped out by a tornado. Needless to say, the buyer has backed out of the deal. At this time, Hoa is planning to rebuild and actually has a pretty remarkable outlook on the whole situation, saying he's glad nobody was hurt and that houses can be rebuilt, but people can't. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked up to 3.4%, which is 1 percentage point below the national unemployment rate of 4.4%. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced Wisconsin's labor market, reflecting February 2026 preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. There were over 3 million people employed in Wisconsin, up 1,500 over the month and down nearly 12,000 over the year. The state's labor force participation rate increased to 64.4%, which is 2.4 percentage points above the national rate at 62%. And the total non-farm jobs in the state decreased $10,500 over the last month. Average gas prices fell 7.5 cents over the last week for an average of $3.70 today. This is a 6.3 cent per gallon higher than a month ago and well over 75 cents higher than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy says these decreases at the pump may be fleeting. Oil prices surged in last night's trading after Iran reclosed the Strait of Hormuz. Global oil flows remain at risk, which means gasoline prices are likely to climb again in the week ahead. If disruptions continue, diesel prices will rise as well. Passage's Radiothon will be held tomorrow morning on WRCO Radio. Guests from Passage's will be discussing various topics throughout the fundraiser. During the morning show from 9 until 10, Shannon Roberts, Chris Simonson, and Darlene Waldsmith Tagliapetra will discuss agency overview, client numbers for last year, funding, shelter upgrades, and agency updates. Also during that hour, from 9:20 to 9:40, Audrey will talk about Sexual Assault Awareness Month, Denim Day, Safety Pin Awareness, Lipstick and Dipstick, Personal Narrative, Library Booth, and Window Display. Then from 9:40 until 10, Rose's survivor story will be featured. Later in the morning, Nate will discuss male survivors from 10:10 to 10:25. From 10:25 until 11, Audrey will talk about substance abuse coping mechanisms, and Audrey and Nate will discuss cycle of violence from 11:10 to 11:45. Rounding out the morning fundraiser, the wrap-up and final quote will be from 11:45 until noon. Volunteers will be on duty to take calls for your pledges. If you would like to donate to Passages during the radio fundraiser, call 608-647-2111. Be sure to tune in and pledge during the Passages Radiothon tomorrow morning from 9 until noon on WRCO 100.9 FM. You can also listen on WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley made a surprise visit to Dodgeville High School on Tuesday to celebrate student Addie Hoyer and advisor Sarah James, who are among just 10 national finalists selected by the Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America. Both are being recognized for their outstanding service and leadership. Hoyer, a senior, is one of 5 outstanding student leaders selected as the 2026 Member of the Year Award National Finalist. Hoyer has served multiple leadership roles within FCCLA, including Chapter Vice President of Public Relations, Chapter President, Region 6 Ambassador, and Wisconsin State Vice President of Engagement. In her state role, she developed a comprehensive toolkit for the organization's community service partner, helping chapters implement sustainable service initiatives. Her leadership contributed to raising over $5,000 for Paul's Party and the donation of more than 200 kindness cards statewide. James was selected as one of the five finalists out of more than 7,300 chapter advisors nationwide for the 2026 Advisor of the Year. The award is the highest honor a chapter advisor can receive and celebrates the exceptional leadership, dedication, and impact of advisors who support FCCLA members. As advisor for the Dodgeville FCCLA chapter for the past 10 years, James has grown chapter memberships significantly while building a strong student-centered program that empowers members to discover their passions, develop real-world skills, and make meaningful contributions to their school and community. Hoyer and James have both been awarded a $1,000 prize by the national organization in recognition of their outstanding service and will be honored at the upcoming National Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C., where one student and one advisor will be named FCCLA Member of the Year and Advisor of the Year. The Richland School District Steering Committee will be holding two upcoming meetings called Hive Mind that allows the public to share experiences with the Richland Schools past and present. Ron Fruit is a member of the steering committee that endorses Hive Mind.
The key thing that the steering committee has been challenged with is creating this event to gain the input from the community. It's not for us to decide what the input is. It's not for us to decide who will speak or anything else. Our job is to create an event that is welcoming, that brings people in, that gives people a good experience and a good taste about the school district, gives us a chance to learn, maybe gives us a chance to learn about our neighbor, and we all go home after two nights of working together, feeling that we've had an impact, we've made a difference, and we have a bright future to look forward to as taxpayers, as parents, as community people who want to see the neighbor kids do the best they can and have the best opportunity they can, as we think about retaining individuals in our community and children that we want to live here and grow here. If all those things are important to us, then these two meetings coming up, I think, are critically important as well.
Sessions will be held this Sunday and Wednesday, April 29th, in the RCHS East Commons. Hive Mind is open to everyone in the community and features a variety of activities.
The band will play. We'll have student performances from all levels of the district, the primary, the intermediate, and the high school, and that can be inspiring. There will be food. The programs are similar, but they're not the same. That's why we're hoping that everyone, if you are able, will attend two nights. If you can't attend both, then please attend one, because if you miss one, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be relevant in the second one. But the first session we'll have is Mad, Glad, and Sad activity, just talking about the district and really our community. And then a historical timeline activity. And then the second night, there's Brag, Worry, Wonder, and Bet. What a great opportunity that is to think about the future. And the final one is to focus on future activity. So each one of these different sessions will give tables a chance to discuss these things.
There will be no public speaking during both relaxed conversation-based evenings. Child care will also be provided. Share your experiences and give your input at Hive Mind this Sunday from 4 to 6 and Wednesday, April 29th from 6 to 8 at the RCHS East Commons. Pre-registration is recommended and appreciated. You can register on the Richland School District website by calling 608-647-6106. The Community Players production of Snow White had a successful opening weekend. Nearly 500 people came to see the recounting of the classic fairy tale from the Brothers Grimm. An opening night attendee said the play was delightful, thoroughly enjoyed the production. A patron from Saturday's show commented the set perfectly matched how the story of Snow White Snow White should be told, and someone's Aunt Doris says it was like watching the real princess Snow White. Many children were in attendance. One father said that his 5-year-old son stayed engaged the whole time, which is a near impossible task for that long. The show's final weekend is this Friday and Saturday at 7 with a Sunday matinee on April 26th at 2 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Tickets will be sold at the door and are only $10 for adults and $5 for those under 18, along with a family package for $25. For questions or more information, please email communityplayerssww@gmail.com. This year is the 100-year anniversary of the Muscadet Public Library. This week, during National Library Week, the Muscadet Public Library will be holding special events during the week. Today will be Senior Euchre, coffee and conversation from 10 until noon, and a charcuterie board demo in the evening from 6 until 7. There will also be family history research class tomorrow night from 7 until 8. A spring gardening class will be held Thursday from 6 until 7:30. Saturday from 10 until 1 will be the Muscadet Library 100-year anniversary celebration. This week also features the Muscadet Library scavenger hunt, which will be held until the items found and then turned into the library. Clues will be posted at the library on the library website and on the library Facebook page each morning at 10. For more information about the special event and the scavenger hunt, contact the Muscadet Public Library at 608-739-3510. Community members, parents, caretakers, and children are invited to a free educational series titled Building Connections to Reduce Anxious and Depressed Feelings. The series helps gain knowledge and coping skills to increase connection and to decrease symptoms of anxiety and depression. Each session will offer a group discussion with key questions for parents and caregivers while youth are participating in adult-led screen free activities. Session 3, Rise of Phone-Based Childhoods, will be held today at the Union in Richland Center. The session starts at 5:30 and a free community dinner will follow. Registration is required for a free family meal. To register, contact Evan Ewing by phone at 608-649-5965 or by email at evanewing@co.richland.wi.us. Serve Wisconsin is accepting nominations for this year's Governor's Service Awards through today. The Governor's Service Awards honor individuals and programs for their dedication to service through AmeriCorps, AmeriCorps seniors, and other impactful volunteer initiatives. Additionally, the ceremony will recognize a Volunteer of the Year across multiple categories of volunteerism, highlighting the value and contributions of volunteers to communities statewide. Nomination forms are located at surveymonkey.com. Additional information is on the Governor's Service Awards, including details about past recipients, is available on the Serve Wisconsin website at servewisconsin.wi.gov, governors-service-awards. In April, the American Red Cross asks you to keep patients top of mind by making an appointment to give blood or platelets. Regular donors of all blood types and those looking to give for the first time are encouraged to make days brighter this spring for those in need. April is National Volunteer Month, and the Red Cross celebrates the kindness of blood donors and those who volunteer their time. There is no substitute for blood. Volunteer donors are essential to patient care. Blood program leaders and blood donor ambassadors are the heartbeat of the work at blood donation centers and community blood drives. Three opportunities to give will be held in the area this week. The first will be tomorrow from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School. There will be two Red Cross blood drives held Friday. One drive will be at Lafarge High School from 11 to 4, and the other drive will be at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo from 11 to 5. Join the celebration of saving lives by booking a time to give blood or platelets now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood donor app. As communities across the state begin cleanup and recovery after recent storms, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services urges residents and crews to take care while assessing damage or removing debris. Downed power lines, broken glass, and metal are just some of the dangers people can come across after storms have passed. Residents should avoid entering any damaged structure until it has been checked by their gas and electric utility and a licensed contractor or building inspector to make sure it is safe for reentry. Other ways to avoid injury during cleanup include wear sturdy shoes or boots, long sleeves and gloves when handling or walking on or near debris. In general, anyone suspecting damage to their home, even if the damage isn't readily apparent, should shut off electrical power, natural gas, and propane tanks to avoid fire, electrocution, or explosions. If the power is out, use battery-powered lanterns to light homes instead of candles. Candles could trigger an explosion if there is a gas leak. More information and tips can be found on the Wisconsin Department of Health Services website. Well owners should be on alert after heavy rainfall last week. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging private well owners to test their drinking water after the recent stretch of heavy rain and flooding. The DNR says floodwaters and runoff can carry bacteria and other contaminants into wells, especially those in low-lying areas, pits, or basements. If your water suddenly changes in taste, color, or clarity, officials say to assume the well is contaminated. Stop drinking the water, disinfect the well, and test it again before using it. The DNR recommends annual testing for bacteria and nitrates, and more guidance is available on its Coping with Flooding and Private Wells webpage. And you can help birds with their spring migration. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to get outside and enjoy the return of more than 350 species of migratory birds traveling through the state's flyways and forests this spring. Conservation biologists say the season is exciting for bird watchers, but dangerous for birds with populations down near 3 billion since 1970. The DNR urges simple steps at home. Turn off exterior lights at night in May. Make windows safer with screens or markers. Plant native species like serviceberry and dogwood, and avoid pesticides that harm insect-eating birds. Birding events and festivals are happening statewide in the coming weeks, with details available on the DNR's website.